गोपी जन्नावला भागिरिवर तारी गोपी जन्नावला भागिरिवर यशोदरंदन भज जन्नारंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी रावणचारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे राम हरे Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhav Radha Madhav Radhe Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Kishore, Kishore, Jaya Kishore, Kishore, Jaya Kishore, Kishore, Jaya Kishore. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hai Gaura Premanande Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parirajakara Stotra Sadasi Malis Divine Grace Abhaya Charanarvinde Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parirajakara Stotra Sadasi Malis Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Chila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur Ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Tai Gaura Premanande All Glorious Assembled Devotees All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glorious Sri Prabhupada ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयां दीदये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम टुडे 10th कैंटो 22nd चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 23। Chapter entitled Krishna Steals the Gopis Garments. Paridhyaya Vasamsi Prestita Sajjita Sangama Grihe Chachitta No Chelos Tasmin Lajjayate Kshanam Paridhaya Svavasamsi Preshtita Sangama Sajjita Griheta Chitta No Chelus Tasmin Lajjayate Kshanam Paridhaya Svavasamsi Preshta Sangama Sajjita Grihet chitta no chelus Tasmin lajjayate kshanam. Paridhaya svavasamsi Krishta sangama sajjita Grihet chitta no chelus Tasmin lajjayate kshana Paridhaya svavasamsi Eshta sangama sajjita Yaheta chitta no chelos Tasmin lajjayate kshana. Thank you. Word to word meaning. Paridhaya putting on svavasamsi their own garments testa of their beloved sangama by this association sajjita becoming completely attached to him heta taken away chitta whose minds could not view indeed jealous move tasmin upon him lajjitaya full of shyness ikshanaha whose glance. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: the gopis were addicted to associating with their beloved Krishna, and thus they become captivated by Him. Thus, even after putting their clothes on, they did not move. They simply remained where they were, shyly glancing at Him. Purport: by association with their beloved Krishna, the gopis had become more attached to him than ever. Just as Krishna stolen their clothes, he had also stolen their minds and their love. The gopis interpreted the whole incident as a proof that Krishna was also attached to him. Otherwise, why would he have gone take to the trouble of playing with them in this way, because they thought that Krishna was now attached to them. They glanced at him with shyness, and being stunned by the rising of their ecstatic love, they could not move from where they stood. Krishna had overcome their shyness and forced them to come out of their water naked. But now, having dressed properly, they again became shy in his presence. In fact, this incident increased their humbleness before Krishna. They did not want Krishna to see them staring at him, but they courteously took the opportunity to glad at the Lord. Om Ajnana Timrandasyam Gananjanam Shalakaya Chakshuralmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shrunyabadi Paschatya De Sacharini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Once again I'll read the translation. The gopis were addicted to the associating with their minds beloved Krishna, and thus they become captivated by him. Thus, even after putting their clothes on, they did not move. They simply remained where they were, shyly glancing at him. Hare Krishna. So, today we are seeing this chapter. It's entitled, The Krishna Steals the Gopis' Garments. This is chapter where we can learn many, many things. And today I'm going to take a theme of association. Because in this world, if you want to know who you are, you should tell me what are your friends. Chanika Pandit says, very famous quote, if you want to know your character, you should tell who are you associating with. Then you will come to know that what kind of character you are. If you are associating with the people who are into a gambling, if you are associating with the people who are drunkards, if you are associating with the people who are businessmen, you will turn into the same thing. Even though our nature is different, but similarly, here gopis, their association with the Krishna, they became so attached. Just as Krishna had stolen their clothes and of the gopis, whose heart is also was stolen by Krishna. And Krishna understood that they were extremely attached to him. And the power of association, this is called. So in this world, Srila Prabhupada, in this world it says, like if you associate with a businessman, no matter like whether he is doing leather business, doing carpenter business, or whether he is doing any stores business, any groceries business, you will also develop the same qualities. That's why association is more important. In this, our organization, Srila Prabhupada gives us more emphasis on association of the devotees. If you don't have any association of the devotees, then you cannot develop any anything any favorable devotional service, anything that you want to do, execute devotional service, you cannot develop that attachment to Krishna. So association, if you don't have anything, you cannot do anything. Just by associating with yourself, you will create havoc by yourself, like committing suicide. Just by, if you associate with your mind, it will take you into a ditch where it is said that spiritually suicide. You know, if you associate with the mind, mind will say, do that, do this, do that, do this. You know, mind's duty is accepting and rejecting. Whatever it is favorable to its mind, it is giving pleasure to our mind, then immediately it will accept. No matter whether it is dharma or adharma. For the pleasure of the mind, it will accept. If I want to do some devotional service, suppose if I want to do kirtan, and I need the people who are, you know, they like the kirtan, who are inclined to play the music, who are inclined to do the kirtan. That's why I want to associate with them. Then I will get the taste of the kirtan. If I want to do deity worship, then I should associate with the people who are attached to the deity worship. If I want to do the pot washing, I need to go them and associate. If I want to the reading, so I need to do the I need to choose those kind of people. But what happened is Srila Prabhupada very systematically, he put everything in this community, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, where you will get all kind of people. People who are inclined to doing kirtan, people who are inclined to do reading Srimad Bhagavatam, people are who is inclined to giving classes. So then you will get the taste for the. In this process, Srila Prabhupada says, in the Navavida Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, you should develop everything. If not everything, at least one thing. That is compulsory to survive in the Krishna consciousness. If you are not addicted to anything of nine devotional service, then after some years, this devotional service, this chanting, hearing, reading, it will become monotonous, you know, boring, every day continuously what? You know, every day Bhagavatam, every day Guru Puja, every day same mantra, every day same Bhagavatam, reading the same text. You know, it will become monotonous, sometimes it will become boring. Why? Because we don't have a proper association. Just as the gopis, they associated with Krishna just for a couple of hours, they were in the water and they got off the water and said, become attracted. They are not going to home. Even though they are putting on the clothes and wearing clothes, everything is done. But still they are, you know, they think that, okay, our deity worship, our whatever we have done, ritualistic activity, doing Katyayana Vrata. So Katyayani Devi has blessed us. Krishna has given our husband. They are thinking in their mind that Krishna, now we got Krishna as our husband. That's why they are not leaving. They are thinking that Katyayani Devi has given us boon, that Krishna is our husband. Similarly, if you want to get attached, if you want to get the taste of the process, then you should associate with the devotees always. Then that will bring what brings association. Association brings utsaha, association brings determination. Utsaha means enthusiasm, determination, and faith in process. Because in ISKCON Krishna consciousness movement, movement means it's keep on moving. So if you want to move on in the devotional service, you should be in the movement, in the association of the devotees. It's very, 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 very important. If you don't have association, if you want to practice devotional service, imagine it is very, 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 very difficult. It is extremely difficult. We cannot practice our own self. And Srila Prabhupada once, a devotee in Vrindavan approached, Srila Prabhupada says that association is important, and he was giving class on the association. Then next day, a devotee came to the Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I want to go interior of Vrindavan and do my sadhana, japa, for hours together. I want to become like Babaji's state. Then Prabhupada said, no, you cannot do that. It is not for you. It is there, but you are not matured yet. Then Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing that you should stay in the temple in with the association of the devotees and you should practice. Then that devotee seems to be like disturbed. Then he thought that, okay, maybe Srila Prabhupada is having something in his mind, that's why he's not allowing me to go to interior of Vrindavan. So maybe something extra, you know, I can get the taste of the holy name. You know, I can chant all day and night without any interruption. Maybe Srila Prabhupada doesn't want. Then he thought that in his mind, after a few days, he left the moment. I mean, he left that temple and he was chanting. When he was chanting, he was there for 2-3 days. When after that, Srila Prabhupada asked the devotee, where is the devotee? Then everybody told him, no, Prabhupada, we don't know where he's gone. Then one of his friends told that he left to interior of the Runda when he is chanting. Then Srila Prabhupada thought that what he has done is not good. It is not good for his spiritual life. Then many years ago, that same devotee was landed in the gas station, filling the gas for the devotees. Then he thought, where were you? You were in the Vrindavan interior practicing, chanting Hare Krishna. Then you seems to be in gas station working here. Then he told long story start. And after 2-3 days, when he left the association of the temple, he left everything. Then he was chanting for a few days. And slowly what happened, somebody came in his life, interrupted his japa, interrupted his sadhana. Then he got into marriage life. Then he got into, has to work. Then he, you know, he doesn't have any degree graduation, so he has to work somewhere to run his family life. So my point is here, no matter however you are strong, however you are, you know, elevated devotee, but still you need association of the devotees. This was mentioned in a book called Many Moons. Somebody has gone through Many Moons. It's written by Giriraj Maharaj. It is written all the stalwart devotees of Srila Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna Maharaj writes in that book his personal experience. He says that, even though I got first initiation, second initiation, sannyasi, I'm right hand of Srila Prabhupada, I'm doing all services, always, you know, guided directly from Srila Prabhupada, still I need association of the devotees. That is a very, very strong statement. You know, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, imagine how strong he must be. He was very, very strong in this moment. But still, he writes that, I need association of the devotees. Still, I am becoming a GBC member. So imagine what kind of sadhana you must be performing. You know, everything has to be pakka. Everything has to be, you know, point to point. You know, no compromise in his devotional service. So he was sharing his experience in the Many Moons book. That's a very nice book. If someone gets a chance, please read that book. You will understand, you know, many Maharajas, their experience, they're sharing their experience and they're sharing their realizations. You know, what kind of association. Every devotee, every Maharaj is emphasizing more and more association of the devotees. So that's why we need association of the devotees. Srila Prabhupada also says, you know, often says an example of iron rod and the fire. You know, whenever he, in every lecture, he says iron rod and fire. If iron rod is associated with the fire, then that iron rod is no more iron rod, right? It will also become fire. Yeah. Similarly, if we also, you know, associate with the devotees who are like-minded, who are wants to chant and read and practice devotional service, then you will also get the taste. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes on this same point. If you do two things, you will go back to home, back to Godhead. Only two things. One, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Two, don't offend any devotees. If you do just two things, then your back to Godhead is confirmed. He, wherever he go, South India, he went, he given the same instruction to the Brahmanas there, and he gave the same instruction to the Kasi whenever he went. So wherever he would preach only two things, just chant Hare Krishna mantra always, and don't offend devotees. Don't offend devotees means, however he may be bad, however he may be not practicing any process of Krishna consciousness, however he may be ugly, but still we should not offend the devotees. It's not that the devotees doesn't have a bad quality. The devotees have, you know, ups and downs sometimes in their life. It's not that devotees are all are on the, you know, elevated platform. They sometimes go up and down. But you should not offend the devotees. One time, Srila Prabhupada was giving the same instructions to everybody in his class. So one sannyasi, he happened to be a fallen down. He happened to fall. Then he wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada and he sent he was sannyasi, so he sent sannyasi cloths, including sannyasi danda, by post to the Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I cannot maintain this sannyasi. Please forgive me. So I don't want to preach wrong thing in the society. So I just, please forgive me and take this sannyasi. Then that letter happened to be sometimes fallen in another devotee's hand. Then he read that and he thought that, oh, sannyasi has fallen. So then he started propagating left and right. He started giving, you know, this sannyasi has fallen down, blah, 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 blah. Then after many years, now whoever is propagating, whoever is, you know, broadcasting this knowledge, he also fallen. So that's why, when you have association, very strong association, you don't do like kind of these things. And association is very, very important. Then Srila Prabhupada was always telling. And another time, Srila Prabhupada was asked by a devotee, Prabhupada, is it book Bhagavatam is good or person Bhagavatam is good? Then Prabhupada told, person Bhagavatam is good. But book Bhagavatam will not twist your ear. Person Bhagavatam can twist your ear. It may be hurting for us if somebody correct us, you know, if somebody, person Bhagavatam, you know, senior devotee correct us. It will be hurting for us for that moment. But when you realize after many months, then that same, you know, correction will become favorable to our devotional service. It is nature, you know, whenever our false ego gets hurt, it will always bitter. It will never sweet. You know, no matter, you know, how many times your false ego gets hurt, after many, many times also, still, if somebody hurts your false ego, then you always be bitter. You cannot say that, oh, I got this many, many times, my false ego got hurt, so I'm okay with that. You know, I am habituated, you know. You cannot say that, because this false ego is very, very dear. Because in association, you will get mixed, and your ego gets crushed, and you'll keep on going, practicing devotional service, then that will give you the taste. Because everybody in this moment, or not everybody, see, thinking that, okay, he is a devotee, he is elevated, so I should associate with him. No. That devotee may not be staying with us all the time. Like, I want to associate only with Maharaj, senior devotee. No, they have to do many, many things in their life. So they keep on moving. They're giving association for a short time and keep on moving. But whoever are associating, whoever are staying with us, you need to develop the relationship with them. So Prabhu, what do you think I am going through this life, in my life? So what do you think, where I am doing mistake? You can ask them, they will do correct. Or if you don't feel this devotee is good, this devotee is bad, if you make distinction, then you will not achieve, you will not grow in the spiritual life. It's not that always we want association of the Maharaj, it is not possible. Whoever is associating, whoever we are staying with them, you should ask them, you should inquire them. Dadati pratigrinati guhyamakyati prachiti bhungte bhujati deva sadvidam pratilikshanam. So you should have six kind of exchanges with the devotees. then you will develop the taste and the power of association. You will know the how power of association, because many many things will happen without association. If you don't have association, you will only do whatever your mind says. You will not do whatever scripture says, because mind is a thing which always seeks the easiest part. You know, which is the easiest, that will I will do. Which is this one is okay, this one is easy, this service is easy for me, so I will do this one. This service is easy, this is not easy for me, okay, I will not do. For example, I may be saying for me easy is to read Srimad Bhagavatam, then mopping the floor. So which one I'll choose? I'll choose reading Srimad Bhagavatam, then mopping the floor. So mind tricks like that. You know, which is easy, which doesn't have any effort, you know, which gives you glorification, which gives you a name and fame. Oh, somebody says, means, oh, this Navin Krishna Prabhu is always reading Bhagavatam. Great. So then that my false ego will get puffed. But Navin Krishna Prabhu, he'll never do this floor washing. No. He will do always reading Bhagavatam. He's Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. He will not do floor washing. He will not do this one. So we should be everything, you know, what we like to do. If you keep on doing, after some times you will end up in, you know, doing mess to your spiritual life. What you don't like to do, if you that keep on doing, then also you will end up doing mess in your spiritual life. You should be balanced. What you like to do, you should share with everyone. Like 50% you like to do, 100% you like to read Bhagavatam, you should cut down into 25%. And what you don't like to do, you should end doing that thing into 75%. Then you will have a next mixture of spiritual life. For example, if you would like to do 100% Srimad Bhagavatam, then that will not give you purification. That will only give glorification. What you don't like to do, if you do same thing, floor mapping for 100%, then that will not give you purification also. That will give you frustration. I don't like to do floor mopping, still I am doing it. One day that pressure, it will build up in your mind. It will sometimes it will burst. That like, just like a pressure cooker in our kitchen. Nobody likes to pressure, you know, when it is whistling, nobody likes to touch that. No, keep it away. Keep away from that. It's not good. You know, if you do something to pressure, it will burst. If you open in the gas sometimes, you know, pressure cooker, if you keep it down from the stove, and if you do some kind of thing, it will burst. It is very cautious. So, similarly, we also spiritual life. If you do what you like to do, then that will also not give you purification. So, you should be both mixed. 75% what you don't like to do, you should do. 25% what you like to do, you should do. Then you will have the taste in Krishna consciousness. Why I'm mentioning this point is because people, they like to do what they like to do, but after some time you don't see them in this moment, because they have some issues with authorities, they have issues with the other person, other devotee. They started finding faults, and they will start quarreling with them. They'll start misunderstanding with the devotee, and they'll say that, okay, this is enough. So I will know Krishna consciousness, everything. I will practice in the home. Then what will happen? So if you practice in the home, I don't want anybody to interrupt my life. I will practice separately in my home. Then nothing comes out. So if you don't like to do the service, you keep on doing, one day you will get frustrated. That will not become your nature. So you should be analyze and inquire from the devotees, senior devotees, or inquire from your mentor, inquire from your spiritual master, and they will tell you what is best for you. Because we have our own nature. We should also engage our nature in the Krishna consciousness. It's not that we should subdue our nature in Krishna consciousness. For example, somebody is doing, somebody is like they want to do deity worship. That's their nature. They want to dress up. That's their nature. If you subdued their nature, that is also offense. You should engage them. Srila Prabhupada was a very expert engaging their own nature. That's why Srila Prabhupada was able to create disciples all over the world. He knows exactly what this person is good at. He knows exactly what this Mataji is good at. He would engage them properly in the service, and at the same time, he would give you purification. Because sometimes we say, my nature is like this. Yes, your nature is like that, but we are in society. You need to do everything. Balance. Your nature is doing like that. Okay, your nature, my nature is doing like this. Then we cannot cooperate with each other. If you want to cooperate with each other without quarreling, then you should give your contribution to that person. Then only he will give you association. Because my point is that association is most important. To be in the association, we need to have developed these qualities. If you don't develop these qualities of mingling with the devotees, adjusting yourself with the devotees, you cannot survive long term in Krishna consciousness. Like, my nature is doing like this, I will only do like this. I will only do reading Bhagavatam. I will not do any activity. Okay, even if you are reading only Bhagavatam, even if you are doing what you like to do, still you need clothing, still you need a shelter, still you need a food, still you need somebody to help to cook the food, still you need somebody to get the boga, still you need, you know, this arrangement so that you can read all the day and night. But yes, we have this material body. We can say that, oh, I am not this body, but still we have this material body. If you get sick, you need a medicine. You cannot read all the day Bhagavatam. That taste we don't have. You know, when you get a cold, you need to go to the doctor and take medicine. You know, you cannot all the day sneeze on the Bhagavatam book and still read. That will become fanatic. So, my point is that when you have association, you will do everything. I'll end up with a small story. There was one sage. He was practicing meditation in the forest. There was happened to be a king. He was hunting in the forest, and he saw this sage, and he was meditating. So he asked the sage, "Oh Swamiji, I'm just attending nature call. Can you look after my sword?" Then sage said, "Yes, okay, keep it there." Then that king went to a nature call, and after some time, the sage saw that the sword. He started picking up, and he saw, okay, what I should do, and he was thinking. And the first he started cutting the leaves, branches. Then he slowly cut the trees, and slowly started cutting up the animals. Then after couple of hours, the sage become hunter. Just by moments of association. So imagine how powerful association. You also try in your life, like just hold a knife in your hand. You know, observe your mind, what kind of thoughts comes to your mind. Just hold a harmonium, observe your thought, what kind of thoughts will come. No, my point is that what you hold, that kind of thoughts will come in your mind. Just observe, just take example, just take a book, you pen and write it. Hold a knife, what kind of thoughts, what kind of thoughts are coming. Hold a mic, what kind of thoughts are coming. Hold a pen, what kind of thoughts are coming. Hold any music instrument, what kind of thoughts are coming. So what you associate with it, you will get those qualities. If you hold an incense, what kind of thoughts will come. You know, you want to do deity worship. If you hold a bell, you want to ring. If you hold a spoon, you want to cook. So that is a natural phenomenon, which is natural in this material world. I'll stop here, 8:15, if any questions, comments, corrections.
Hare Krishna. Nice class, Guru. I appreciate your emphasis on the need for balance and devotional service. But I just want to play the devil's advocate. And if, let's say, because you used reading the Bhagavatam quite a lot as an example, if reading the Bhagavatam constantly, if somebody were to actually do that, wouldn't cause purification, then why does that verse Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya say Nashta Prayeshva Bhadreshu? Why does it say in the Bhagavatam that it causes practically entire purification of the soul, other than a little tiny bit? It brings one right to the doorstep of prema.
Yeah, good question. Like Nashta Prayeshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, it says Bhagavata Sevaya means, that doesn't only mean only reading. If person Bhagavatam comes, you should, you know, do the service to him. That is also called as Bhagavata Sevaya. And we are like in the moment where Prabhupada wants to engage every devotee in all aspects. You should know everything. Like if you are reading for the Bhagavatam for 4 hours, that's good. That's right. That's, you know, like great. But at the same time, the service for the service, you should meditate upon the what you have read. No matter whatever service you got in your life, that meditation will be there. You know, like for example, you are doing vegetable cut-up or pot washing or floor mopping. That meditation is on. It will be in your mind. So, for example, today you read this verse. You know, you can meditate all the day in your life, in all the day today. That is also called Bhagavata Sevaya. And that will give you a purification of mind. How? Because mind is the only cause for bondage in this material world or liberation in this material world. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshaya. So, if your mind is not engaged in thinking of Krishna consciousness, reading Bhagavatam, you know, meditation, then that will make think that mopping the floor, I can do anywhere. Why should I do in the temple? If I do in the temple, what will I get? You know, if I do outside, I will get paid. If I do the same thing in the temple, what will I do? You know, think about that. You know, if I do pot washing, if I do cooking, who, for whom I am doing, that consciousness will come to your mind. That is also purification. That's why, you know, in the end of our life, yam yam vapi smaranam bhavam. You know, at that end of our life, smaranam is more important. You know, if you don't have smaranam of this reading Srimad Bhagavatam, then your mind will always think, you know, at the time of death, oh, what will happen to my clothes? What will happen to my bank balance? What will happen to my car? So you'll get those thoughts. Srila Prabhupada, even at the deathbed, he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. That is also saving Bhagavatam. You know, preaching the glorious books distribution, that is also Bhagavata Sevaya. Just not only reading Bhagavatam, just reading also good, but live according to Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj has got 7 days. That's why he sat in one place and he gone through all the Bhagavatam. But we don't know how many days we have. So reading is good, but at the same time, we need to balance our life according to the structure we are living, where we are living. That's my point. So if you are living in the home, for example, I went to my home last month. So in my home, I don't have to do anything. Just reading Bhagavatam is enough. You know, food will come to me, prasadam will come to me, my mother cooks, you know, somebody will clean the home, and somebody will wash my clothes, and somebody will do, you know, grocery shopping. Everything is done by everybody. Just their reading is enough. But same thing I cannot apply here. If I say that I will only read Bhagavatam for 4 hours, 5 hours, I will not do anything. That doesn't work out here. I mean, if you have a taste, then people will understand, okay, whenever you give a Bhagavatam class, oh my God, his Bhagavatam class is super. Then you can do, that will become a second nature. Then you keep Bhagavatam every day. Then you attend Bhagavatam every day. Then you can give Bhagavatam seminars every day, you know, once in a month. Then that will, people will understand, okay, this person has got taste for the Bhagavatam. Then nobody will disturb you. And if you're artificially engaging in the service of reading Bhagavatam,
then that is not good. To just escape the service, if you are reading Bhagavatam, then that is not good. If you are really getting the taste, if you are really, you know, preaching the glories of Bhagavatam, if you are really, you know, into it, then obviously you can, day, all the day, you can read the Bhagavatam. That's, I hope my understanding is clear.
It's a nice distinction that you made. I wonder though, you made this point just now about if you actually have taste for something, then it will manifest externally.
Yes.
Like just taking the same example, if you are getting taste for reading the Bhagavatam, then you'll start giving seminars and you'll start doing this and people will start recognizing that you're doing well. And I'm wondering, because my experience with devotees that, as far as I can tell, have some taste for Panchanga Bhakti, for chanting the holy name, for reading the Bhagavatam, for, you know, serving the sadhus, doing deity worship, is they tend to shy away from these things. And they don't want them because it's not so conducive for bhajan to just jump into, you know, whatever success may come as a result of that. So I wonder, is it always that indication has to be there for there to be somebody having taste? Like, I guess my question would be, do we write off somebody's taste because we don't see some external result coming from that taste?
So, yeah, see, external results, what I mean is, he will not, for example, he will not reject, he will not say that no to any service. If you have a taste in the reading or whatever you say, he will not say no. And he will do extra austerity. What I mean to say is, like, if you're, like, you know, extra, he extend his himself extra doing austerity. Okay, authority says do this service, but my taste is reading. So I will do that service also, and I will sleep less for reading Srimad Bhagavatam. That steps, if you do gradually, then the other person will understand, okay, this person has really got the taste. You understand my point? Instead of that, if you're quarrel, if you're having misunderstanding with authority, no, this is my time, Bhagavat, I will read, I will not do anything. Then that where, you know, relationship gets start spoiling. I will read Bhagavatam, I want to read Bhagavatam 4 hours, 5 hours. What I will do, I will get up early in the morning, 2 o'clock. That will cover my 2 hours of Bhagavatam. Then I will, after evening, whenever I get the time, instead of doing some other things, instead of doing on the internet or instead of doing some other things, I will read Bhagavatam extra 2 hours. So that will complete my 4 hours. So morning 2 hours, evening 2 hours. Then in between, you know, we don't have any clashes with the authority. We don't have any disturbance with the people who are authority. Then we can manage that. Then that slowly, that taste manifesting externally. What you mean is, so instead of doing that, so I will get up what my time is. So then I will do what my time is. Then I will still go and read. For example, you take the gopis. You know, they were very chaste to their husbands. They were doing cooking, washing, taking care of children, everything they were doing. But they, on their mind, always thinking of Krishna. You understand? They are, in their mind, they are always thinking of Krishna. They are always serving Krishna. But they were also serving their husbands. They were also society. They were also doing everything. But in their mind, always serving Krishna. But meditation, very important. That helps you. Anything, Mataji?
I perhaps just wanted to add to your statement that things don't work so well in devotional life and developing relationships if one is just focused on doing, you know, service that one likes. The observation I wanted to make was that actually if one's judgment for service is based on what one likes, one may like a few things, and then what actually happens is that there's time conflict between services. So somebody may say, I like this service and I like this service, and then they'll actually allocate themselves for both services and the service will be happening at the same time, and that causes so much disturbance. So I've observed this, so it's just an observation. So to add to your point, a very good point.
It naturally happens for everyone. You know, like I like this one, you know, I don't want to do that service. I like to do this service, but it disturbs our mind. You know, that is an austerity sometimes, you know, in this. But, you know, however the bad may be the devotee, but only we need that association. Because devotee only reminds us Krishna, not a materialistic person. Prabhupada was asked, is it associating a bad devotee is good, or is associating a good person, materialistic person is a good? Then Prabhupada says, associating with the devotee is good. At least you don't get anything. Just by seeing that person, you will remember Krishna. Right? You know, if you were walking on the street, you had a misunderstanding with the person, and many years ago he happened to be appeared on the same bus you are traveling. Then you see that person, then you remember Krishna. So that is my point. I mean, we are all struggling in this. But, you know, still we can make the adjustments and quickly doing our service and quickly doing their service, so that we will be having our own time to do our service. We are having, you know, everybody in this Krishna consciousness moment is like in a hospital. Somebody is less diseased, somebody is more diseased, but everybody is diseased. We need doctors to treat us as spiritual masters, so that he will give right medicine, what to do and what not to do. I mean, is it perfect? Okay. Stop. You have any questions, Prabhu? Okay. Just stop here. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam.